From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The American Farm Bureau Federation released its annual July 4th Market Basket Survey. Chad Smith has more on what families can expect to pay.
Families celebrating the 4th of July holiday with a cookout will pay slightly higher prices at the grocery store this year. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the Bureau's annual cookout survey cost reflects the overall rate of inflation.
American Farm Bureau has been surveying volunteer shoppers on the cost of a cookout survey since 2016. For this year, a cost for 10 guests will be $73.82, or about $7.38 per person.
Parham said this is an increase, but it's important to remember the economic context of the basket.
This year, the basket is a bit more expensive, but it's actually holding pace with inflation. So our cost is up about 4% from last year, but the overall annual inflation rate in the United States is 4.2%. And so we're right at the inflation levels. We've been holding steady the last few years when we adjust for inflation, down for some of those record highs we saw in 2022.
Parham said most of the items saw an increase this year.
The first is beef. We see higher beef prices this year. For strawberries, we saw a price increase. That's mainly due to a devastating freeze in Florida. We have two items decreasing, potato salad and chips. That's mainly due to the decrease in potato prices. But for potato salad, it's largely being driven by the decrease in egg prices.
You can learn more at fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
Rural Minds Matter. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Kansas Farm Bureau has increased the award for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year award winners to $2,000 per category. The goal of the awards is to recognize Kansans who are strengthening mental health support in rural communities and making a meaningful impact. Nominations are due July 17th and can be completed online at kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter. KFB's Political Action Committee, Vote FBF, announced their endorsement of incumbent Representative Ron Estes in Kansas's 4th District this week. KFB's Vote FBF Fund was established in 1993 to elect candidates who understand agriculture and advocate on its behalf. Since its inception, endorsed candidates have won their respective elections in more than 90% of races. To learn more, visit kfb.org/voteFBF. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
I can't help but think all the events planned for America's 250th birthday have been overshadowed by World Cup visitors reminding us just how fortunate we are to live in the United States. Through their eyes, our everyday lives suddenly seem extraordinary. Giant gas stations, endless grocery store choices, free chips and salsa, and yes, air conditioning have been sources of amazement to our visitors. One of the few benefits of social media has been watching them discover things we take for granted. Apparently, ranch dressing has become an international sensation, and the rest of the world is finally learning ice and drinks isn't such a bad idea. More importantly, these encounters have shown that while cultures may differ, people really have much more in common than not. A good meal and good company are appreciated no matter where you're from. And for those of us at home, this cultural exchange hasn't required passports, security lines, or any travel anxiety. Instead, it's given us a chance to rediscover America through the wonder of others. I can't think of a better way to celebrate our nation's birthday.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.